The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, hello and happy Friday. I just love these beautiful days, and it's so nice that it's cooling off. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Let Your Color Out Radio, and it's the show where we celebrate people pursuing their passion and purpose regardless of their circumstances. They tend to joust at windmills, and they're faced with all kinds of adversity, and they still rise, and they choose to shine brightly. So thank you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio and listening to this show. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I am sitting today with beautiful JC of JC's Race. So welcome, JC. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, JC's Race, I'm sure you're all curious what that is, but it is this weekend, Sunday, and I'm going to let JC sort of just introduce JC's Race, and she is the JC in the race, so...
Yeah, so JC's Race is a community event here in Sandpoint. It happens annually on the second Sunday of July, and we started it to help my family back in 2001 to raise money and also just to raise community support for us when we were going through a hard time with my cancer treatments. We started it in Sandpoint 15 years ago, and in Sandpoint we started it to kind of raise awareness that there are children in our community suffering illnesses and how hard that can be. And we wanted to connect people in the community to resources that are available for them. So this will be our 15th year in Sandpoint, which is hard to believe, and 20 years since the first one.
Yeah, that's crazy. So actually, we'll back up a tiny bit. So JC is, I have the pleasure of both working with her in Let Your Color Out Life, but also I've watched her just this last year or two, and it's amazing how healthy she is. And she, at 4 years old, got a very serious diagnosis. And her mother, they were in Colorado at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's when they thought, you know, it's hard. Yeah. You know, especially I think your mom was even in single parenting. And so you've got all of this, you know, health concern coming and just trying to raise kids. And then the kidney cancer came on at 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And so this is what sort of drove the passion for your mother and stepfather, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was diagnosed when I was 4 and a half with a stage 4 metastatic Wilms tumor kidney cancer.
Like a mom's worst nightmare.
Right.
You have this beautiful, bright little spirit.
Right. And I was a young tomboy, adventurous kid. So for a long time, I had this bruise on my stomach, and my mom was watching it, and she thought, oh, she's a tomboy. She always is playing football. She's falling. She's a kid. It's just a bruise. And then quickly, it became more serious and enlarged, and she knew something was wrong. So she took me to the hospital, and I was diagnosed that day and started treatments that night. And thankfully now I'm happy to say I'm healthy and doing well. I had a second remission in 2018 of thyroid cancer, but 2 surgeries later, and I'm doing well. So,
oh, she's so cute. She just glossed over about 20 years of her life there between 20 and the second round. But yeah, it's been pretty remarkable to just watch, you know, again, I've lived with multiple sclerosis for 15 years. So whenever I meet somebody who is faced with a health challenge, that it's so easy just to kind of cave and just staying victim, as I like to call it, and just let people take care of you. And I've watched you just rise to the occasion, you know, and this show is a lot about, you know, promoting the race this weekend, but it's also really, if anybody out there is struggling or has an illness, there's, you know, we're 2 pretty good examples, me with living quite healthy with autoimmune and you living very healthy with cancer.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge thing for anyone with illness is, you always have it in the back of your mind, regardless if it's an illness you recover from or are living with every day, but finding a way to live with it and still have a life with it. And I think a big part of that for both of you and I has been talking about it and kind of moving through our stories and how do we continue to move through them without staying in them, but also allowing other people who are still in the midst of it know that it's okay to be in the midst of it and that there is a way to have life while having an illness.
And you don't know. You know, we really don't know how it's going to turn, but I think, I don't know for you, but you can speak to this too, JC, but with me, I mean, it has really been supportive of me dropping into the now and living my life as healthy as I can today and doing as many things that will support that. Now, I'm not perfect. I mean, I love my Doritos, especially in my glass of wine and on a floaty right now in this weather, but there's so many things you can do and our bodies are responsive. And I think that's, you know, a lot of what I like to try to educate and just inspire people out there. It's like if you're wrestling. So I don't know, how does that with you?
Yeah, I think a big part of that is when I was young, my oncologist said the most important thing for you the rest of your life will be to be physically active. And I think that has always stayed with me. It's always been a important thing in the back of my mind is my body has been through enough and how do I support it to carry through? My oncologist was huge in that because she said, I know you're young and as a kid, it's easy to be physically active, but you will need to carry that through your life. And I also have a mother who's a nutritionist and has always required healthy diets and helped us learn what healthy lifestyles are. And it's really fun to now work with you and learn that there's other things aside from diet and exercise that you can do to just take time for yourself and
unwinding the mind. Yeah. Unwinding. Yeah. You are what you think you are. And if you think yourself well, you know, you still got things to manage, but sometimes you can do it. I would say most often.
Right.
It looks different than you would predict or the normal way, but mm-hmm. Right. Tell us your mom's, she's in nutrition then. So did that change? Did her career path sort of change because of your diagnosis?
It didn't actually. So when I was diagnosed, she was a teacher at CU Boulder. She was a professor in nutritional science. She's a registered dietitian and that's been her career path my whole life. But when I got sick, she really dove into childhood illness and learning about everything that she could do for me to support me in my journey. And I think that's carried with her now in her career where she still is a nutritionist. She still is a registered dietitian, but she now works for Panhandle Health as a WIC dietitian. So she works for women, infant, and children and supports maternal health and young childhood health. So I think maybe I had some influence to that path.
I was
going to
say, I'm sure that if nothing else, it locked it in for her and thought, okay, wow, I've watched my daughter be resilient and I've watched her go through something so tragic and I mean, impactful and look at your body. And so now I'm even more rooted in my, my path of in helping people recover from illness, I guess.
Right. And I think in Sandpoint, we're so lucky to have a small town that has a lot of resources for families and we have a lot of community support. And I think with JC's Race, we were introduced to that. And now with my mom's profession, she's able to be connected to all these organizations in our town that are doing amazing things. And she can disperse that information to her clients and patients, which I know for us when we moved here, it's hard to know that there's all of these things out there for you.
Yeah.
Career kind of let her learn that and then also disperse it.
And that is so true. This town is remarkable. Mm-hmm. For those of you who have just moved in, there are several. For those of us who grew up here, we're like, but just this is an incredible town and very, very supportive. Well, I'm speaking today with JC of JC's Race, and we're going to take a short break. When I come back, we will talk a little more about her prognosis and how she's been able to cope with living with cancer in the body. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Radio, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's lake time, and what could be better than a lovely meal by the lake? A truly excellent meal on the lake at Hope's famous floating restaurant. Right now, the floater's dinner offerings feature fresh morel mushrooms, fresh seafood, and Kobe beef. Try the floater for lunch for a sumptuous salad or sandwich, or for an afternoon appetizer and a refreshing beverage. There are incredible views from the deck or the dining room. The Floating Restaurant, open daily for lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch.
1 in 8 women will experience breast cancer. Annual screening mammograms beginning at age 40 offer the best strategy for catching cancer early. Mammography is the only test scientifically proven to reduce deaths from breast cancer. The data doesn't lie. Early detection saves lives. Schedule your annual screening mammogram today. Call 509-455-4455. Ask us about evening and weekend appointments. Inland Imaging. For answers you can trust and care you can count on.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Saddle up, rodeo fans! BuyMart brings you the 53rd annual Cheney Rodeo. Be there July 9th through the 11th at the BuyMart Arena in Cheney. One weekend only. Three great rodeo performances and fun for the entire family. Like the Cheney Rodeo Parade, dances after the rodeo, cowboy church, rascal rodeo, and more. Stop by your Cheney BuyMart today to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this. The 53rd annual Cheney Rodeo. Brought to you by BuyMart.
I'm Neil, and I approve this message.
Wait, what?
My fellow Americans, Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and I think it's high time we had something to celebrate.
Please stop.
So, I'm taking matters into my own hands to help relieve stress and start having fun again.
All right, that's enough.
Sorry, my bad. Hey, it's time to let freedom ride. So the first 188 people who qualify can break free from their old ride and declare independence in a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. So keep your cash and start having fun in a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. But hurry, this celebration ends once we help 188 people break free from their old ride. I'm Neil, your dealer for the people. See all the cars at autocreditsales.com.
Credit and $7 that requires bank approval. Negative equity may be finance offer absolutely expires on July 31st, 2021, and at least it's not an election year.
At least I can form a sentence.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Oh, welcome back. A little Black Betty for this Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Lindy Lewis, and we are talking with JC of JC's Races. This Sunday, actually. And for those of you who are just joining us, we were talking about JC. She's now 24 and at, oh my gosh,
25 as of last week.
What? She's had a birthday. Well, happy belated.
Thank you.
And she is living very well with all kinds of adversity. Again, with Let Your Color Out Life, we like to talk to people who are pursuing passion, purpose, and just rising even when life blows up and goes sideways and it doesn't sort of play out in that fairy tale way. So JC has been happy to, or she's going to be happy to just share a little bit about her journey. And, you know, one of the things I like to get into with our guests is it's like, you know, life is not always super, you know, we can paint this beautiful, colorful, perfect picture. And I call it the perfect on paper life. And we're not in control of this rodeo. So when you're faced with hardship and adversity, what are some of the things that, you know, you've been struggling with or you use to kind of pull yourself out with living with a surviving cancer patient?
Yeah, I think it's been an up and down journey for me. Mm-hmm. I think having childhood cancer at a young age, when you're so young, you don't really understand what's happening and what the lifelong effects will be of it. So when I was little, it was mainly a lot about how I felt of what my family was going through. So I faced a lot of stuff of, nothing's happening to me. Look at all the stuff my mom's having to do, my family, my friends, my sister. So I always, for a long time, said my hardships aren't truly my hardships or my family's hardships. Mm. And then as I got older,
that's true.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people with illness feel that way. And you feel like
go through it with the family.
Right.
Absolutely. I know my kids went through the diagnosis with me.
Right. And so I think for me, when I got older, it was, how do I still know that I understand that the hardships were just as hard for my family, but also acknowledge my own hardships and not shy away from them and work through them and,
or just kind of frost them over.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think we all face adversity in different realms and different things, but it's finding a way to overcome your adversity and still be able to appreciate and recognize that you did go through a hardship.
And you sound like me a little bit. You know, I know what the diagnosis. It was just like, nope. We're just going to power through it and, you know, just going to put a smile on. And I think, you know, one of the things I've really learned with the books here that I've written the book series about is just slowing down and softening and allow yourself to feel that dark or that shadow or that, it, you know, one of the hardest things for me as a recovering alpha female is that it's okay to do nothing. And I'm hearing you as a young type A, that's a hard thing to allow yourself to do.
Yeah. And I think I learned that I needed to do that, whether I do it or not now. But I know that it's important for our health to be okay with doing nothing and to rest and listen to your body. When I had my second diagnosis, I was in college. I was working full time. I was going to school full time. And those things were no longer an option. So I had to quit my job and do school online and find some rest and quiet. And it was really the first time that I was forced to do that. And I had to look at my life and think, oh my gosh, everything is changing. And it's okay. It's okay that it's all changing. It's okay that I'm going to take time for myself. I can go back to school. I can go back to work. My friends can shower me with love and I don't need to feel bad. I can focus on me.
Or guilty right. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a lot of guilt for me to slow down and really just like, lay down and rest, mm-hmm. you know, just rest. And again, one of the reasons I certainly promote it, and I'm sure you can advocate for it as well, but that rest is where our body does its healing. It's right. not when we're out going and doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think you've experienced this as well as me, but people are used to how you act day to day. And if all of a sudden you've decided to make a change and you're no longer showing up at 5 a.m. when you're supposed to be there at 6 or you change those things, people think something's off and something's wrong. And it's this cultural thing of, I know I always have done that and it was good for me at one point in time, but this is now what's good for me. And it's okay that I'm not showing up and it's okay that I'm taking rest and taking days off. And I know you've experienced that and I have as well, that your family and your friends, they know your lifestyle and so they care about you when you don't keep the same lifestyle. But it's how do we communicate, it's okay that I'm changing my day-to-day.
You change, you not only just change on a physical level where you sort of like pull in and pull your energy back, but I mean, there's so much an aspect of the mental piece where you truly, you know, you have to learn to be your own best friend in that quieter time, because it's so easy when you're externally driven to get those accolades coming from outside. And when you are faced with an illness or, you know, I mean, it started for me with a divorce, you know, 15, 20 years ago before the MS even came on and I was raising three kids. When you're forced with that, I remember it's a very awkward feeling to slow down and to change your behaviors. Mm-hmm. Did you experience that?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I still am experiencing that. I think people who are close to me and know me know that I've always visioned success as career focused. And as a 25-year-old who got done with school when our world was kind of changing, I'm still in this weird stage of I'm really happy. I have great friends. I have great partners. I have a great family. But I still am focused on my career is aligned with my success. And so it's changing those mindsets too, that when you're slowing down, I think there's still some people in my life who are like, Jacy, you've always wanted to have your career. And if you're not following that, are you doing what's right for you? And I'm like, I think I am. I'm just, we're all human. We're all trying to make the right decisions.
And I wonder if you really like went down that thread. I mean, is it that they that think you've always wanted to have your career, or is it you? You know, that, I mean, I just ask because I know that was my case, you know, that they in my life would support whatever I chose to do and just want me to be happy. But I wanted to stay in my corporate driven, externally sort of, I had a really fun corporate life. You know, I was successful in real estate and I enjoy that stuff and it feeds my, you know, kind of my alpha nature. But that's not where the health lives. I would not live 15 years well with multiple sclerosis in the body if I did not choose this.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's a great point. I think
I just ask
for, no, I think it is me. Cause when I was diagnosed in 2018, I was working full time in corporate networking and I was really happy cause mm-hmm. I felt good as a young
You're
person supporting myself. Right.
You know,
mm-hmm. And then to Ticking have the to let it go, I think now, since it's been a long time since I've worked like that. And so it probably is me just wanting to get back to where I was before I had my second diagnosis.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you, like me and anyone else that are faced with autoimmune cancer or any other illness out there, recovering from COVID, you know, anybody who's had that in their body, your body does its best healing when you can have some quiet space. And I'm not promoting, you know, Netflix it up, although that is healthy too sometimes, but I'm promoting really just resting on the grass, plugging your feet into the water and just watching the birds, the magic of nature coming forward. Some of those things. I mean, that's where you can truly drop into the moment and your body, if you can stop berating yourself, which, you know, tends to be a pattern of most alpha females that I've worked with. Not sure if you can experience.
Oh, yeah.
She's absolutely nodding. This is radio, but she's definitely nodding. We beat ourselves up if we're not achieving and you know, hitting the marks and the goals and the expectations of others and ourselves.
Right. And I think if I'm going to have the time to lay down and sit in the grass, I always think, okay, if you're going to have the time to do that, you need to wake up at 5 a.m. rather than just fitting it in.
She needs more time with me.
Yes.
I understand that, but I have gotten really good at that. I mean, I do wake up in the 5 a.m., but it's only so I can beat the heat with my garden, you know, right, or that kind of a thing. But no, it's a real conundrum, mm-hmm, because of our Western world. We, mm-hmm, are defined by that, you know, that perfection sort of, and the likes and the social media. I mean, what a race that has created.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
For the mind.
Yeah. And my generation, you know, we've grown up with it. Not as much as the generation below us, but I've been noticing as I'm getting older how much I want to disassociate from it. But I work in social media marketing, so I do social media for people and I'm always connected. And it's definitely a dangerous cycle, I think, of this, we need to have outward acceptance. And I have many people in my life who just use social media for their benefit. And I so admire that because I think that's what it was created for, and it's turned into something much more than that. And I just look to the people who can take a step away and not let the pressures of it get to them, which I worry about for people younger than me, because if you're raised the whole time with it, how do you see that there's a different way to use it? Whereas I remember when we didn't have it, so I can see what life was like before things like this.
It is that is a very interesting facing. We're going to be facing that challenge because they don't remember. You at least remember the downtime, the quiet, the you know, playing on your bikes and riding around, you know, all of that. Yeah, it's definitely different. All right, we'll be back. We're going to take another short break. And, you know, again, we're here to promote JC's Race, which is this weekend, and celebrate this beautiful individual who I have had the pleasure of working with for 2 years, but also watched her at a young age, 24 or 25, manage, you know, the different diagnoses again, not just once at 4 years old, but again, at what age?
Say 2018, so 22.
22 with another variety of cancer. And so, and just to watch this lovely light inspire others with her race and try to navigate the crazy brain to slow down and take care of herself and make that her focus. And again, this show tends to try to promote and inspire that in others. It's like, it's okay to do nothing. It's okay to take a moment for yourself and recognize the body will heal itself, but you've got to do your best to create that space for it. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. We will be right back.
It's heating up outside, but living in North Idaho, we know cooler weather is just around the corner. Right now at Pro-X Home Center, take advantage of summer pricing on energy logs and pellets. Save further with their exclusive Seconds Sacks. Also, check out the wide selection of gardening supplies with everything from rakes to fertilizer. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Oh, I love family road trips and the peace of mind knowing we went to Les Schwab Tires. Like Les Schwab, my family safety is my first priority.
Save up to $170 when you bundle select tires, brakes, and shocks. Save $30 more using your Les Schwab credit account. Les Schwab Tires. Limited time offer while supplies last. Purchase 4 qualifying Continental tires for a rebate of $70. Cannot combine with other offers. Subject to credit approval. See additional terms and conditions at leschwab.com/sale and continentaltire.com/offers.
If I won $1 million, I'd fly home in a jet. My jet.
I'd buy my dream car in every color.
I'd get a boat. A really big boat.
I'd just chill on the beach. My own private beach.
What would you do if you won $1 million? Play at the home of the only $1 million jackpot winners in the Inland Northwest, where we've already had $3 million winners. Will you be next? Coeur d'Alene Casino. Welcome home.
Sometimes the biggest threats to North Idaho forests come from things that are difficult to see. If you're a longtime resident or new to the area and own 10 or more acres of timberland, that asset might be under attack. Every year, insects and disease destroy entire forests of healthy timber, and your forest is fair game. Idaho Forest Group can help prevent insect or disease damage on your land by conducting a free, no-obligation assessment. We'll send an expert forester to check for insect damage and suggest a timber management plan that will help keep your trees healthy and prevent insects or disease from paying you a visit. And if selective thinning is called for, the trees we remove might put cash in your pocket. People new to the area or longtime residents have invested a lot in North Idaho. Don't let insects destroy your timberland. To schedule a visit by an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
Are you a truck driver interested in a tandem schedule? Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods today. Because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, we offer generous benefits, competitive shift premiums, a great atmosphere, and new highly maintained trucks. Don't miss this opportunity to join the Lighthouse family and start your future today as a companion truck driver. For more information, please call us at 208-920-2877 or visit our website, lighthousefoods.com/careers.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Happy Friday. I am just having such a delightful conversation with JC of JC's Race. Again, the race is this week, this Sunday. It's for anyone who wants to come and just enjoy themselves and celebrate health, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
We were having a great conversation. We're going to have to do a whole nother show just because as we were leaving before the last break, we were talking about the impact of social media. And so we spent the entire break talking about social media and how the kids now are, you know, even in fourth grade and younger, that they only know that. They know this life. So that is a talk for another day. And today we are simply talking about just illness in the body and some of the things you can do to power through it. And one of the things JC and I talk quite a bit about is the story that comes with being a cancer survivor or living with MS or having autoimmune. It's very powerful when you want to heal yourself.
Yeah, and it's hard to get out of it. I think you want to heal yourself, but yet people around you keep you in your story.
And they do it from love. It's like, oh, how are you feeling? Or are you tired and you need to rest? And did you get your medication? Are you taking all the right things? Which again is so loving and helpful, but it's such a quandary in those of us that are managing.
Right. Because we have to find ways to get it out of our head. And if other people are constantly reminding of it, it's really hard to go and live a normal life. You want to go have dinner with your friends and the first 2 minutes of dinner are catching up on how your treatments are going and what you're putting in your body and should you be drinking that beer and things like that. It is out of love. It's completely out of love. And it's really hard as an outsider to know how to support people going through it. But it's also keeps you in your story. It keeps you in the headspace that says, I am sick, I have an illness.
I am a victim of cancer or of autoimmune or illness. And the, again, for me, and a perfect example, I love when people are like, how are you doing? You know, how's the MS? And, you know, I've had some flare with this heat. I have, you know, but, and so I just incubated and isolated, but then it's a quandary because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing, you know, I'm not going out and hanging out with my friends or doing anything. And so it's just when you navigate it, it's a story that is very, very powerful. And I also remember when I would learn about, the more I read and the more I learned and researched, the more I'd see the symptoms And I think, oh my gosh, I do have that. Well, I do have a ringing in my ears. Oh my gosh, I'm totally, you know, got the tingling there and I can't move that part of the body or the finger or whatever it was. And so it's easy to buy into that story. I don't know if you experienced that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My mom kind of calls me a hypochondriac because she always says, you always think you have the next illness. And I'm like, well, Mom, these are all the symptoms of all the treatments I had. So of course I think I have the next illness because most people in my situation do.
Mm-hmm. And they may. I mean, they truly may. Yes, but if we're practicing what you and I are preaching with Let Your Color Out Life, and that is living in the moment and doing the very best we can with the tools we have at this moment in time, then, you know, because it's kind of like that foreboding joy. Like it takes you out of the magic that's happening right now.
Right. And I think as we've talked about outside of it is I love to talk about it because I love to educate people. I think that's one of the reasons we started JC's Race and Sandpoint is just to educate our community that these things exist. But over time, as you educate people, you learn a scripted way of talking about what you're talking about and you kind of forget that you're attached to it. So I know when people ask me questions, I have my scripted answers that I've said for my last 20 years of life. And they haven't changed much since I was a little kid. They basically sound the same. And I easily forget that those things happened to me. And, so there's and, that side and, of it too.
You know, it's, and it was very challenging at times and difficult and dark. And it's so easy. Like you did say, it's like, well, you know, and I got the diagnosis at 4 and then, well, 20 years later here, you know, I got it's so easy just, and same thing with me. It's like, I've had MS in the body for 15 years and there have been a lot of really hard times where I had my kids all home this week and they or last week. And it was interesting to hear kind of as adults to hear how it impacted them, you know, the fear that they had around, you know, mom going to be in a wheelchair. And, you know, it's just, it's very interesting. The people around you, just the impact, I think, of the story.
Yeah. And for me, I have a sister who was still at home when I was diagnosed and she was often overlooked and she really suffered a lot when we were growing up. And I think it's taken her, she's 28 years old until now, to really process everything. And I think a lot of it is fear-based because it's someone you love. It's someone you care about. You want to support them, but you see it every day. So you kind of know not to ask the questions other people ask. But you don't know how to ask for support for yourself because you don't want to take it away from someone else. And so that's a total side piece of illness that I think a lot of people overlook is how is it impacting the closest person or closest people to the person who's ill?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always go to this summer camp in Colorado that was for kids with cancer, but also for their siblings. And there was a day that was always dedicated to the attention on the siblings. And I think that was the first time I even really thought about how my sister was being impacted. And I don't know if I ever would have had I not gone to that camp because it's not talked about.
Was that a camp like through hospice or something? Or because I know they do some neat camps. I mean, that's actually a remarkable program to offer.
It's just an independent nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was hugely impactful for both my sister and I. My sister found a community of other siblings who felt exactly how she felt. And I think to this day, those are the only people she feels comfortable talking to because they get it and they know. And for me, same thing. I met a lot of people who went through exactly what I went through. And I'm thankful that we have JC's Race because I have now kids in Sandpoint who know exactly what I'm going through and I know what they're going through. And it's just a different way of talking that kind of makes you feel like you can open up that you maybe wouldn't otherwise.
I think too, when I was first diagnosed, like I appreciated what the doctors said. And I mean, I'm like, thank you for your wizardry. And I loved the neurology, whatever. But what inspired and empowered me was seeing somebody with MS living well, riding a horse or still walking. And that was more powerful than anything anybody could have said to me. I don't know if you can relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the camp for me was that because there were older people who I thought they were the siblings because they looked healthy and looked awesome. And I was like, oh, no way.
I can do that.
Right.
Totally.
And my mom says that I've always been that for JC's Race. And
you are.
I still don't see myself that way, but I get it because it is. Yeah, it's exactly that. You want to see someone who's on the other side of it.
Yeah. Every I remember I interviewed Forrest Byrd once, and he was a great inventor. And he said, you know, every great invention is based on another great invention. And it's kind of like this. Every inspiration or person living well with MS or cancer, like, we are that now, not from a very humble place. I mean, we will own the hard aspects of it, but we also want to really empower and inspire people in the magic of the body's ability to heal. You know, we of course want Western medicine on board, but there's so many things we can do instead of just sit back and say, here, take care of me. There's so many things that we can actively do.
Right. And I think I really appreciated that with my mom telling me that there's more than you can do than just what your doctor's saying.
So beautiful to have that support.
And even my oncologist was super proactive about that. Mm. And that's pretty rare in modern medicine.
I think it's, you know, the gap is getting bridged, but it's just, you know, I think it probably the humanness behind the doctors want to encourage that. But there's this, you know, this whole insurance thing that, you know, is a whole nother radio show. I'm sure that there is a, you know, kind of an area you want to cover yourselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to recommend that when you really don't have the science. But you and I living with disease and illness, no.
Right. And you know what works for you, and you can suggest it to other people, and it might not work for them, but it's important to say, this isn't tested, but this is what worked for me. Try it. Maybe it'll work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's been interesting. The stories are very powerful. And I think that's the one thing we wanted to try to encourage people always with anything I do with Let Your Color Out is just to upgrade your story. Just like a PC needs a quick little revamp, or your car. I mean, give it a tune up, upgrade your thinking, and just believe in possibility again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the possibility your body can maybe do better. And like you say, I mean, you know, if you get cancer, you might get another. And with MS, you could get another autoimmune. Kind of the same thing. I mean, once you have one autoimmune, it's very typical you will get more. And I'm trying very hard not to choose that story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you are experiencing that with a cancer.
It's funny because I never did when I was growing up. I always kind of thought, I survived the unsurvivable. I'm fine.
Invincible.
And then, when my second cancer came, it was complete shock to me. And the doctors were all like, why are you shocked? Most people who had your cancer have this cancer next. And it was so funny because I mean, I'm very thankful I wasn't living in fear. I was very much living, mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit puberty, my mom was very scared because that's when a lot of things come up. But I wasn't. I was a teenager who was living my
invincible.
Life.
I know. Once you start feeling well, you start to feel invincible. We've got one more short break, and when we come back, we will get you all the details on JC's race, and I'll think of another great question for her. Thanks for listening to Let Your Color.
The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest will keep your summer celebration rolling Saturday, July 10th in McEwen Park. This year's Brewfest features a variety of 30 beers and ciders. The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest will quench your thirst for fine craft brews this summer. The festival will take place July 10th from 1 to 7 p.m. in McEwen Park in downtown Coeur d'Alene, and will feature a wide variety of food vendors, yard games, live music, and more. Get your tickets now at cdadowntown.com while supplies last. That's cdadowntown.com. Brewfest is sponsored by Hayden Beverage and Bud Light. Don't miss the 2021 Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest. Make it a full weekend of celebrating and stay the night. For lodging options, go to coeurdalene.org. Visit Scenic Idaho.
Maybe you're one of our new neighbors who've discovered how great our little corner of the country is. Maybe you're looking for a bank that's just as wonderful. One that provides all the financial expertise of a larger bank, along with the friendly, welcoming attention that makes you feel like you're truly in the right place. Then, definitely, you should be banking at Mountain West Bank. Call, click, or tap today. And love your bank as much as your new hometown. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce for Pierce Auto Center in Sagal, Idaho. We're just a couple minutes south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram, one big location right on Highway 95. Our goal at Pierce Auto Center is to earn your business one customer at a time. Pierce Auto Center is a family-owned business. We're offering full parts, full service, master technicians, plus a large inventory of new and used vehicles, fully reconditioned, waiting for you and your family. Give us a call at 263-4212. And remember, if you make that drive, I'll make the deal.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Okay, beautiful Black Betty on a Friday afternoon. I am sitting here with JC of JC's Race, which is Sunday. And we've just got one last little segment, and thank you again for joining us. But I wanted just to talk to JC, have her share some of the stories, some of the people that they impact, and where the money that is raised at JC's Race, where it goes to, and maybe talk about some of the beneficiaries and other struggles.
Yeah, so this year we have two beneficiaries, Colton Byers, who is 2.5 years old, and he has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, so it affects his joints. He'll have it his whole life. It's a kind of regulatory thing.
How does that even happen?
Right. So people don't know that children can have arthritis.
No.
Yeah. And it's actually, we had another beneficiary, Olivia Morton, who had the same thing. Olivia had two leg braces when she was a beneficiary. She couldn't stand for very long or run. She could only walk. And she was a little girl who wanted to run with her sister. And thankfully, there are treatments for juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, pain management. And now Olivia is doing well, running with her friends. Doesn't look like she ever had anything wrong with her or still has something wrong with her. And Colton had his first round of injections, or I don't know if it was his first, but has had some rounds of injections. And same thing, you would never know. He looks happy, healthy little boy. He has two older sisters who his mom shared with us that feel very similar to my sister. They're scared for their little brother and don't want him to be in pain, but very happy, healthy little boy that you wouldn't know anything was wrong.
So with that, it sounds like you're not just, I mean, it's any young child then that you're, it's not just cancer.
Right. So when we moved here, we kind of expanded it to severe illness. Basically, because in a small town, most cancer treatment patients leave Sandpoint to get treatments. The closest facilities are Spokane and Seattle. And so the more that we reached out to doctors and local organizations, they said, you know, our town is really plagued with a lot of illnesses. Why don't you focus on more than just cancer? Because there are other organizations that focus on cancer. And we thought that was a great idea. If it was something that the community needed information about, then we might as well. So Colton is our non-cancer beneficiary, but with the severe illness. And then we're also benefiting 16-year-old Allie Mason. She's a student at Sandpoint High School, and she actually had the same thyroid cancer that I had.
Okay.
So she had a complete thyroidectomy a few weeks ago and is doing well. Thankfully, it didn't spread to her lymph nodes. So hopefully, fingers crossed, her treatments should stop with just surgery. But once again, she now enters the category of being on watch and living now with thyroid medications her whole life.
And that on watch is, I mean, it's you, isn't it? Like knowing yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, and I think for someone like Allie being 16, it's she now will have a new relationship with her body than she ever had before. And same with me and Colton when he gets older, and many of our beneficiaries. You just learn to listen to your body more, because yes, you have your 6-month appointments and you have these medical devices to keep you in check, but you also need to be your own
advocate. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is hard to do it, especially for someone who's 16, or even I struggle with it still. And how do you advocate for your own
struggle at 53?
Right.
I'm like, well, what just happened? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that advocacy for yourself, it is, I mean, really, it is sort of the blessing in a, you know, that it seems like such a terrible thing to get an illness, but it really can connect you to yourself and becoming your own health advocate. And it really becomes, can become your focus. Mm-hmm. And I think if you do, you have a little better chance of just at least going through it with a little more grace, maybe. I mean, you could still, you know, get another illness, of course, but we don't know.
Yeah. And I think so many of these things are out of our control. We don't know why we're diagnosed with something. We don't know why things come back. And so it's, how do you not blame yourself? Like, oh, I shouldn't have slept with my cell phone next to me, or I shouldn't have eaten that, whatever. It's, how do you just trust yourself? And I can make only so many right decisions. And I just hope the ones that I focus on support me as best I can. And I will listen to my body. So if I next time eat something and don't feel well, maybe I don't eat it again, or
you know, or just
little things like
it's,
that.
And it's very, you know, and I think, well, even book one, I write about that. It's like the better than plan. Like when you do get faced with this kind of thing, like Allie will be, and Colton starting at such a young age, the neat thing about that is he'll actually be conditioned from a young age on to make choices that might benefit his health. It's a little harder when you're older.
Right.
Trying to rewire the brain.
Right. And I think JC's race has helped a lot, because we've had such a range of children and illnesses, and you know, they've all experienced them at different stages of their lives. So you can kind of see what has been conditioned in some of the people and what still is having to be a relearned way of living.
Oh, well, that is incredible. Tell us about the day. So we're winding down our show here. So how can people join you on Sunday?
So registration now, since we're just 2 days out, is easiest online. It's if you go to runsignup.com and search JC's Race, you can register online, pay your fees, do all that sorts. And then also on Saturday tomorrow at the high school from 4 to 5:30, we do packet pickup. So if you've already registered and you want to get your t-shirt and all that fun goodies beforehand, you can come tomorrow night. And then race day on Sunday, 5K will kick off at 8:30 and the 1K will kick off at 9:30. It's a fun day. If you're not a runner, you're not a walker, still come and enjoy it. We hope that the day gives Colton and Allie a break from living in their illness, and it's just fun, and we're there to celebrate them and show them that the community is here to support them. There'll be snow cones, cotton candy, lots of fun lawn games, a silent auction.
And it all, they all start at the high school.
Yep. Yeah, so high school is kind of home court, and then you run out the Dover bike path and then turn back. So it's an out and back 5K course, and it will be professionally timed with chips. So if you're a true runner and you want to...
Or if you're like me and you just go for a nice little walk.
Yeah,
that's okay too.
Strollers are welcome. We ask that you leave your dogs at home, but
that's a great
strollers and
babies
are welcome.
Yeah.
And yeah, all of the money we raise comes from registration. So even if you don't run, but you want to register, that's great and appreciated.
And can people just write a check and just make a donation and come for the snow cones, like me, for example, or cotton candy is one of my things.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can donate online or check or cash day of race day.
Day of, they could also show up and register. And do they get a shirt?
Yep.
Okay, so everybody gets a shirt.
And we have water bottles. We didn't order new water bottles this year because we just weren't sure what our turnout would be.
Sure.
But we have about 200. So if you
I think it sounds wonderful. JC, I want to thank you. We really are winding down. We've got about 30 seconds left, and I just, what a pleasure to have you be vulnerable and share with us. And, you know, I always love it when I can get a fellow person that wants to, you know, step into their healthy, physically, but also thinking.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you all. I appreciate those of you who have joined us today listening to Let Your Color Out Radio. And I hope that you will join us at the race. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I'll see you at 8 a.m. at the high school on Sunday for the JC's race.